AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump's efforts to deploy the National Guard to U.S. cities is setting up a legal clash, testing presidential power.
We're under invasion from within.
President Trump last week telling top military officers the situation in the U.S. right now is no different than facing a foreign enemy.
But more difficult in many ways because they don't wear uniforms. At least when they're wearing a uniform, you can take them out.
Most found in big cities led by Democrats. But Illinois, following California and Oregon, has filed suit to stop it.
There is no invasion here. There is no insurrection here.
Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props.
Pritzker says it's part of a playbook.
Cause chaos, create fear and confusion, make it seem like peaceful protesters are a mob by firing gas pellets and tear gas canisters at them.
A pretext, Pritzker says. President Trump.
We have an insurrection act for a reason.
That conflict's now playing out in the courts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal from Ghislaine Maxwell. When asked about whether he would consider pardoning the imprisoned former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, the president said,
I say, well, I'll take a look at it. I will speak to the DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. I will speak to the DOJ.
Families and friends of the October 7th victims visited the site of the Nova Music Festival, where 400 concertgoers were killed and dozens taken hostage by Hamas. October 7th marks 2 years since thousands of Hamas-led militants poured into southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza. Hurricane Priscilla has strengthened to a Category 2 storm and is likely to become a major hurricane later today as it swirls off Mexico's Pacific coast. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the Nobel Prize for Physics goes to three scientists for their discoveries in quantum mechanical tunneling.
Scientists John Clark, Michael Dvorak, and John Martinez have won the Nobel Prize in Physics for their research into quantum mechanical tunneling. Clark has done his research at the University of California, Berkeley. Martinez at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and Dvorak at Yale and also at the University of California, Santa Barbara. The Nobel Committee says their work opened doors for developing the next generation of quantum technology, including quantum cryptography and computers. This marks the 119th time the prize has been awarded. The award ceremony will be held on December 10, with a cash prize of nearly $1.2 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Canadian band Rush has announced a reunion tour that's scheduled for the summer of 2026. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.